Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis. We are on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis by the two dots Amar Mar. We said yesterday Hayasasim if the Mavui was closed off, right? Ubikesh leposcho, and you want to open it up. Ein b'nei Mavui ma'akvinoso. The other people of the Mavui cannot stop you. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Lo shanu elish lo parats etz petzimav." That's only true if they didn't close up it doesn't even look like there was a door here. Aval parats etz petzimav, but if it's been closed up to the extent where you don't even know it's a door here, it doesn't even, you know, sometimes you can see they close up the door, but they still see the frame of the door. You don't even see the frame of the door, then b'nei mavi ma'akvin alav. Then they can't stop you. Why? You're not reopening a door. You're creating a new, almost like as if you're creating a new opening. Rashi says on the bottom, Kishinistam paschu lo salak mezuzaso umashkov umiftan. They don't remove the mashkov and the mezuzah, right? It still looks like a door. Just for right now, they closed it up for a few years. The goli daite the lo salak nafshe. It shows that it wasn't supposed to be closed up. Fisofa la paschu achazman. It's going to be reopened after a time. So you want to reopen it, they can't stop you. But if it completely took away the shape of a door, then they can stop you. Because it's like you're not even opening a door.
No, right,
exactly. Amalei Abaye l'Rava. Abaye said to Rava, Tanya misayei alach. We have a braisa that supports you. It says, base sasum of a house that's closed up. Yeshlo dalet amos. Right? Base sasum, yeshlo dalet amos. What's going on here? A house that's closed up and there's a body inside. So the Chachamim made a rule that a kever is metame within dalet amos. So if a house is closed up and there's a body inside, right? But Parah says petzimav ain't lo dalet amos. If you closed up the entrance, then you don't have dalet amos, right? Hey, look, we'll read one more line. Skip the parentheses. Bei sasam eino matanim b'kol sevivav. A house that's closed up is not matami its surroundings. Parah says petzimav, if you close up the doorways, matami kol sevivav. It is matami all its surroundings. Says Rashi, Parah says petzimav, harehu kekever. It's like a grave now. V'chachamim timu es sevivav. Es sevivav sakever dalet amos. They made a boundary for Amos. Kedei shelo yikruvu osei tahoros. We don't want people that are Torah coming close. Ad hakever, up to the grave. Ve'ailu, and they're going to have an ohel v'lav adaite, and they're not going to be thinking about it. So what do you see? That the halacha changes when you remove the entrance, you remove the tzura of the Pesach. Then it changes.
Wasn't the mission talking about whether they could prevent him from closing it up? Because they would have to now walk more further or walk around, and now we're talking about preventing him from reopening it.
No, he wanted to open it, and they don't want him to open it. So if it still looks like a door, they can't stop him.
But the mission was talking about when can they connect.
No, but then we had a price that said the opposite. Then we had a price that expounded on it. Right? Listen to this. I'm a rabbi, bar barachan, I'm a biachran. Mavos, I'm a philosophos, l'iracheres. You have a highway, a road going to another town. Ubikshu b'nei ir listomam, and they want to close it up. B'nei oso ir ma'akvin alein. The other town can stop them. What are you doing? You can't stop, close up the highway. Lomi boy, ki lekadracha achrina de ma'akvin. For sure, if there's no other way to get here, for sure you can't close it up. El afilu ki ikka dracha achrina, even if there is another way. Nami lo ma'akvin, you still can. Nami ma'akvin, you can still stop them. Why? Shubdav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar? Once the Rabim has become used to a certain path, you can't stop that path. Whatever they've taken, they have taken.
Even on private property?
I'm not sure it's private property. It's not private property.
Oh, sorry.
No. Why do they want to close up the highway? I don't know. They want to build a park there for the kids. I don't know. So you can't do that. This has already been an existing highway. Imagine.
Somebody wants to take a shortcut through somebody's backyard.
That's a whole different story.
But that's private property, though.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. It's just a public road.
The public road. So one town says, you know what? We never go to that place. We can make nice apartment buildings over here. Let's close up the road. to other town can say, well, we have no way to get there. You can't do that. If it's an established road, you can't do that. You can't stop them. It's not such a crazy halacha here.
It's a mavoi, though. It's not like a regular public road.
Yeah, but it connects to the next town, to Ir HaCheres, right? Amar of An and Amar Shmuel. Muvos muvuloshin l'rishus harabim. If you have a mavoi that goes to rishus harabim, ubikshu b'nei muvos l'hamid lehen dalsos, and they want to put up a door, all they want to do is put up a door. Right? B'nei rishus harabim ma'akvin aleyen. The B'nai Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are allowed to stop that. The B'nai Rosh Hashanah Rabbim can stop that. The town can stop that. We have a mavoi, a dead end over here. We want to put up a gate. Maybe we'll put up a toll. Maybe we'll put up a toll booth. Something. We want to put up a gate over here. Right? So the B'nai, the town can say, what are you doing? Right? Now the Demiri says, even if the gate's going to be open all day, still makes it more narrow. Still cramps it a little. Right? Savar minei, hani mili b'davar amos. We thought that was only a 4-hour issue because of Zera, Amr of Nachman. The Amr of Zera, Amr of Nachman, Dalet Amos of Smuchos L'Rishus Arabim, K'Rishus Arabim Damya. We thought that the issue of making up the gate was only in the first, in the Dalet Amos closest to Rishus Arabim. That's what we thought to say, right? Look at Rashi says, Hani Mili, Toch Dalet Amos Shel Rosh Hamavui HaSmuchos L'Rishus Arabim Akvin L'Hamad Al Sosham. Only in the last four Amos, closest to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has a right to stop them. Why? Because that's right near the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But if let's say the Movi is 100 Amos long, nice, secluded, you know, we live in a nice, secluded cul-de-sac, and I want to make a gate 80 Amos away from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, still can't do it. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has a right to stop me, right? How could that be? Right? Velohi, that's not true. Hasam le'inyan tumah. Over there, he was talking about a tumah issue. Avalhacha, but over here, zimn and the dachi b'nei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Fa'ali tuva. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going to be so crowded they're going to spill over into your mavui, and you can't put a gate there, even 80 amos in. And that's giving an exaggeration. I don't think that mavui is that long. Okay. Good. Next, v'lois ha'sada ad she'ebo tishakab and lezeh v'tishakab and lezeh. We said that you have a field with a partner and you want to break up the field. So one said you can only break it up if each one gets 9 kav. If the field's too small that you can't each get 9 kav, you can't break up the field. One has to buy the other one out. One said 9 kav. I think one said 9.5 kav. So the Gemara says v'lo pligi. They're not really arguing. Marki Asrei, Umarki Asrei. Each one was talking about in their district, their town, where you could the average yield was X and the average yield was Y. So they're not really arguing; they're just talking about a practical, normal harvest, what it would be.
Although Michael said,
yeah,
even if it's smaller, you can always sell the produce and share the
price. Right, but the guy wants to leave; he doesn't want to be bothered with it. Right, so he wants out. So you can't force the other partner to sell if it's that small. If it's big enough, you can force. But Bavel Mai, what about in Bavel? So Amar of Yosef, Beidari Yoma, the amount of plowing per day. Mai Beidari Yoma, what does that mean, the amount of plowing per day? In other words, how much, the amount of plowing per day, yeah, right? If after we divide it up, you can have a plow sufficient for one day, hire a guy to plow for one day, there's enough land to plow for one day, you can force him to sell it. And if it's you can't hire a guy for one day, it's not enough, you can't force him to sell it. Okay? Now, the next Gemara now for a few lines, very complicated. Apparently in Bavel, they would plow twice. The first time they would plow is right after they harvested. They would plow to keep the field soft, and they would plow again before they planted. One plowing is very difficult, one plowing is very easy. So one plowing will take more than a day, the second plowing will take less than a day. So which plowing are we talking about? We said the plowing for a day. Which one? Iyo Mazara. Right? If it's the day of the planting. Right? It's a second one, right?
Yeah, because it's already softened.
Then Shrei Yomei Karba. It's 2 days to plow. It's the opposite. It's the harder one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Shrei Yomei Karba Lohavi. It won't take 2 days. E Yomei Karba, if it's the day of the harvest, of the plowing, Yomei Dezari Lohavi. It won't even take 1 day. So which one is it? E Boi Zema Kedar Kedar the Karava, right? No.
Karva.
The Karva. You could say it's the what? The first plowing after the harvest. The Karva Vitani, and you have to plow twice. Taka twice. V'boi Zema Yoma Dezare. It's the before this planting. The Hadure. And it's in a hilly area where the plowing will take a full day. Normally, it won't even take a full day, right? But in this area, it's very hilly, it'll take a full day. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. Okay, so how this is relevant to us, I don't know.
It's very relevant.
How so? Okay, next. Davla. Davla is a well. It's a well. So Amar of Nachman, Be da alu yoma, the amount of water, if there's enough water in this well, that each of us, our fields, can be watered in 1 day, then we could split it. If that can't happen, it's too low and we can't split it. Pardesa, what about an orchard? Amar avuah de Shmuel, bas shlosha kav, if you can harvest 3 kav. Tanya nami hachi, homo lechavero, manas, bekarim, animochalach, I'm going to sell you a kerem. Sumchis omer. So what does that mean, kerem? What do we agree to? Sumchis omer. Lo yifchos migimul kav. And you can't give less than 3 kav. Amr of Yossi. Ein elu ella divrei nevius. That's only divrei nevius. Says Rashi. Below tam. There's no reason for that. What does below tam mean? So it's a machlokas. What he meant. Did he mean an insult? Like he just made something up? Or we're just the opposite? He said such an unbelievable word. It's like Imam is like a Navi. Right? Rashi is below time. It can go either way. Right? It's a machlok. It's what Rashi meant. What he meant to say. Fine. Very good. But Bavel, Mai. What about Bavel? Amar Rava, Bar Kisna, Talas, Atiyasa, Vnei Tresa, Gufni. Three plantings that each one yields 12 vines, kihechid de rafik gavra biome, which is the amount that a person can harvest in a day. Okay. Now, by the way, since we said that was divrei nevius, which we said what we weren't sure if that meant, as an insult or as a compliment, right? So I'm going to go to whole Agarata now about Nevu, about different things. Amar of Avdimi, Dimin Chefa, V'yom Shechar of Beis HaMikdash. This was the first Beis HaMikdash, the Marsha says. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nevu ben HaNeviim, V'nitla L'Chachamim. Nevu was taken away from the Neviim, and it was given to the Chachamim. Right? The Marsha says that it's not 100% true, because there were Nevi'im at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. Certainly during the 70 years there were Nevi'im. Even in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, a little bit. There were
holdovers.
Holdovers, exactly. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, these Yirmiyo. The last. Who?
Yirmiyo.
He wasn't at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash.
First, he lived through it.
Right. So it's a Miyom Shechar of Beis HaMikdash. Nitla Nevu'im and Nevi'im. V'nitla L'Chachamim.
They're all holdovers.
Right. So what does that mean? It was taken away from the Nevi'im and given to the Chachamim. What? Atu Chachamim, Atu Chacham Lav Navi, who? Isn't a Chacham also a Navi? What does that mean? Hachikam, here's what it means. Afal pi shenitla min ha-Nevi'im. Even though it was taken away from the Nevi'im, Rashi says, she'enam Chachamim, that are not Chachamim. How can a Navi who's not a Chacham get Nevu'ah? Yeah, how? 1 second. Min ha-Chachamim lo nitla. But it wasn't taken away from the Chachamim. So everyone jumps on Rashi. How could you get Nevuah? How could you be a Navi and not be a Chacham?
Maybe you had a waiver.
What?
You had a waiver.
I know you had a waiver, but the Gemara says, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashre Eshchinatso El Al Chacham Gibor V'Ashir. You have to be a complete person. He's not a chacham, but he had nevuah. Oh, once the Beit Mikdash was destroyed, we didn't give nevuah to those people, only to chachamim. Always like that. What do you mean? You have to be a chacham to get nevuah. You can't be an amoretz and be a navi.
Doesn't Rambam have the whole long list of things that you requirements for
being? Yeah, one of them is a chacham. Yeah. Right? So the Rosh. So the Rosh and the Shikha Mitu Bet says, give an unbelievable answer and said like this. In order to be a Navi that gets constant Nevuah, you have to be a Chacham. Once in a blue moon, even a not a Chacham can get Nevuah. Akrai, you know, some happenstance, some reason. Hashem would do that. I don't know why. But then, you could be. What?
You have
your
Navi.
You have your Navi. Even if it's not a Chacham?
He gives it
as a one-shot deal. One-shot deal. Now you can have such a thing. Right?
Eldad and Meida.
What?
The people who are walking towards Shaul.
What? Exactly.
And what's the Chacham mean? Your IQ above 150? What does that mean?
No, I think it means Chacham in Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Okay. That's what they answer. Okay. Amar Amemar. Amemar said, Chacham adif minavi. A Chacham is better than a Navi. Right? Shenemar, like it says, V'navi levav Chachma. Mi nisl b'mi. Who's compared to who? Haveomer katan nislam begadol. The katan's trying to be a gadol, right? So too, the navi levav chachma. So what do you see? Chachma is better than being a navi. Why is it better? Right? Why is it better? So unbelievable things. There's a medrash that says the reason why it's better is because a navi, in order to believe him, you have to do a miracle. He's got to do some kind of oath. He comes in with the nevuah and says, "You have to do X, Y, and Z." Yeah, who are you? Well, I'll turn the blood into water, and I'll do water into blood, and I'll turn sticks into snakes. Oh, he's impressive, right? All the gedolim don't do any nevuah. No miracles, and they tell you can't do that on Shabbos, and everyone listens to them. Unbelievable thing. It's much better than being a navi. Amazing thing. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. Such an unbelievable fart. No, such an unbelievable fart, no?
But another has more power.
What?
More power of persuasion.
Another reason why a Chacham is better than a Navi, the Ran says. You know why a Chacham is better than a Navi?
I'm saying, but yeah. It could be Kavachom or the other way around.
What has to?
Right. Because if the Navi has to be a Chacham in the first place, then he automatically has that right. Plus.
Right. So what does this mean, a Chacham is better than a Navi? Exactly. In order to be a Navi, you have to be a Chacham.
Right.
But it means, in other words, the idea of Chachma is better than the idea of Nevuah. Because in order for Nevuah to work, you have to convince the guy. For Chacham, you don't have to convince anybody. You're a Chacham, we'll believe you. Right? Rav Moshe Feinstein says X, Y, Z, everyone believes him. No miracles, no mofsim, right? Just, he said, and Klai Yisrael listens. And he goes, it's amazing, Vart. Navi, you have to prove you're a Navi. Show me the miracles. Right? It's amazing, Vart. Such a good Vart. The Ran says a similar Vart. He says, because a Navi, can only repeat what Hashem told him to say. And a Chacham can say whatever he wants. Any from his own internal knowledge, his own internal seichel, can say whatever he wants. And everybody will listen. A Navi can't deviate not one word. He deviates over an Avera. Amazing words.
Yeah, but a Navi is definitely it's divine. A Chacham is going.
It's exactly the point, and a Chacham is better than that.
But a Chacham is also...
Hashem said, okay, you go tell him that. So what are you? You're a robot. What's so great about a Chacham?
Anybody needs to get in order to become the Navi in the first place.
Yeah. And imagine, and exactly the point, a Chacham's greater than that.
No, he's not.
It's such an unbelievable Vart, no?
I don't think so. You know, yes,
he is. I couldn't believe it's unbelievable Vart, this Vart.
It's Salah by some Chacham.
What?
Yeah, it's Salah by some Chacham.
The Chacham wrote this Gemara.
Exactly.
Amar Abaya, Teda, I'll prove it's right. Damar Gavra Rabba Milsa, a person says a great thing. And we found out that someone else had the exact same thing. You always have that. Someone sitting at a shir or something, and someone the rabbi asked a question, and you give an answer. Oh, you know what? Rav Shach gave that answer. Right, someone else gave that answer. Unbelievable thing. How could that happen? Right? The answer is, that's what Chacham was about. On my Rava, so one second, on my Kushi, what's so impressive about that? Maybe they both have the same mazel, and therefore they're both under the same, I don't know what this means, and therefore they came up with the same vart. Elam Arava, Teda, I'll prove you a different way. Damar gava rabba milsa umis amre mishmeid Rabbi Akiva bar Yosef dekava say. You'll say something, and it turns out Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. Right? Do you have the Rabbeinu Gershom in your Gemara? So there's a Rabbeinu Gershom, there's an Aleph, right? Ella Delo Teda.
How far down is it?
What?
The beginning, at the top?
Of it's the line? First, it's the last skinny line. Okay. It's the last skinny line. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva's father's name was Yosef. Right? He descended from Ger. He wasn't a Ger himself. He descended from Gerim. Right? We say he comes from Sisera, right? Right. He wasn't an Amoritz, Rabbi Akiva. He wasn't learned till he was 40, right? So Rabbi Gershom says, "Veleka lemeimar dechad mazlahu." Well, don't tell me. Well, you and Rabbi Akiva have to say mazel. Don't say that. Shaharei Rabbi Akiva the Kimlon. We have a tradition. De lo haya meolam gavra kavasei. There was never a person like Rabbi Akiva. Unbelievable thing. I would have thought they say that about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right?
His Talmud,
right? Oh, because Rav Shimon bar Yochai is like Baomer, it's such a right. People dance at Rav Shimon bar Yochai more than other. See what the Rebbe Gershom said about Rabbi Akiva?
Yep.
There was never a person like Rabbi Akiva.
Yep.
So if you're mechave to avoid Rabbi Akiva, well, we share the same mazel, whatever that means. Even no, you can't say that about Rabbi Akiva. He's so unique.
Because he turns over a new leaf.
He's so unique. That's not why. That's one part of it. The whole package. Right? The whole package.
He was the first person to compartmentalize how right? The learning is done.
Such an unbelievable Rabbi Gershom. Never a person like him in history. It's unbelievable. So, okay. Amar Vashi, my kushya, Dilma Laha Milsar Mazlut. You're right. No one's like Rabbi Akiva. In this word, you're like Rabbi Akiva. In this one aspect. That he could be. So how's that a riot that there's a koach to being a chacham? Ela Amar Ravashi, Tate, I'll prove it to you. Damar Gavra Rabba Milsa, somebody will say something. Umas Amri Halachal Moshe Messina Kava say. And they'll say, there's a Halachal Moshe Messina like you, right? Right? The Ran says, Halachal Moshe Messina has no Svara. If it had a Svara and Seichel, it wouldn't be Halachal Moshe Messina. There's no Svara for it. Now, that doesn't mean we can't give reasons. Like, tefillin are black. How do you know tefillin are black? Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. There's no svara that should be black. What's a svara? We have to paint them black, right? What's a svara? What's a seichel for that? There is none. Now, what's a seichel in an esrog? Oh, it's not Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, right? Torah says take an esrog. So, how do you draw the line like that? Like, when does seichel... Everything's a chok. Even mitzvahs that have a reason is a chok, too. Right? Certain aspects, even kibbutz of aim, which is not a chok, it makes a lot of sense. It's a common sense mitzvah. Even there are aspects that have a chok to it, right? The halacha is like this; it doesn't make any sense. So, I'm not 100% sure what where you draw the line. What when something loses seichel, and we say the halacha Moshe Mitzinai. By the way, just because tefillin are black, it doesn't mean we can't give some kind of reason. We can't try to give a flavor why tefillin are black, right? The word is black. Tefillin black is no color. You can absorb everything in tefillin. That's the message of the black. Just like black is no color, so too you're a clean slate. Right?
What?
Yeah. Rav Nevital says that. What's black? The absence of color.
Sin is also black.
Right.
Are you going to keep going?
So it's an idea. But why? But there's no seichel. No logic. Why Hashem told us to have black tefillin? There's no seichel in that. No logic. You come up with a vort like that, shows you're a chacham. Right? Because that's what the Ron says. If it were based on logic...
But you're just making it fit. All you're doing is making it fit.
Right.
Halachas do it. Now you're trying to give a reason why you think it should be done.
Vidilma kisuma ba'aruba. Maybe it's like a blind man who... What's aruba? A hole? A what?
Skylight.
In other words... Sometimes you happen to be right. Sometimes you happen to be right. It doesn't show that you... That's Monty's question. Right? So you give 1,000 reasons. One time you'll hit it right. So who said... Right? That's your question. Maybe it's like a blind man. Blind man also sometimes gets lucky. He's right sometimes. Velav... No. Velav Tamyav. Well, you gave the reason. You gave the reason, right?
Therefore,
it's a big difference having the answer and then putting a question.
Look at the second. Look at Rashi's second line. V'lav tamka b'milsei. V'kiva d'amar taima. Since you gave the reason why the tefillin are black, ain't that kesuma shemichavin liyereid ba'aruba b'mikra ba'alma? Not like a blind man who happened to find the staircase, right? That's it. I happened to find the staircase. He didn't need help today. He found the way down. Ella svaras halev he hava lo b'nevua. The svara of his heart brought it to him like nevua. V'zel hiskim shalach l'moshe b'sinei. And halach l'moshe b'sinei says, yeah, that's the pshat. That's the right vort. That is a special thing. That shows your chacham.
But doesn't mean he's right.
What?
It doesn't mean he's right.
But he is right. Happens to be he's right.
I would never. You can come up with a million reasons. 10 of them make sense. The rest don't. Those happen to fit in.
Right. So saying it does. That's not the case. That's not the pshat. Yeah. You can't give me a reason for anything. Why did Hashem say that on Shabbos you can't write? Why not? We don't have a reason for why not. Okay, why not? So therefore what? So what?
So that's the whole basis.
Okay, so you keep on asking, so what? You're never going to get an answer. There's no answer. Right? Basically, it's a chok. The fact that Shabbos itself is a chok. No, because Hashem rested on the seventh day, so therefore what? What does that do with me? I didn't create the world. I'm not Hashem. So if you get down to it, it's all chok.
See, I would never have used that example.
What?
You try to make it fit. Look at this example. You have a hard sugya in Gemara. You can't figure out. You want to know the mechanics of how something works. Put in that. You need a chacham who can do that.
Right.
Here give stuff that you never have an answer for.
I hear you.
Try to fit answers into what you already know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good, very good question. So not easy Gemara here. It's a gadata, so we like it, but it's not easy. Amar v'Yochanan, right? The pasuk says in this week's parsha, Rashi says v'gadata levincha. So Rashi says, why is it v'gadata levincha? Funny word, v'gadata. How about v'amarta levincha? So Rashi says, so unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says because everybody loves agadata. So Rashi, v'gadata levincha. Tell them agadata. Tell them stories. Everyone loves to hear that. Don't tell them lom this about the carbon paste. Nobody wants to hear that. And they get older, they want to. They got to live in. It's unbelievable Rashi. I read that Rashi my whole life. I never like stopped to think about it. He says, Moshe Chesalev. Everybody wants to hear Agadat stories. Tell them stories. Who doesn't want to hear that? Right? I thought I once had a... Okay. Amar of Yochanan, Yom Shekar Beis HaMikdash, the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitna Levum and Anavim. The Nevuah was taken away from the VM. V'nitna l'shotim ul'tinokas. It was given to shotim, fools, and children. Right? What does that mean? I don't have no idea what that means. What does that mean?
Special needs kids that say these things are like...
So the answer is because they have no... Right. The answer is because they have no Yetzirah. They're free of all the baggage of the world. They're free, right? They're pure souls. They're free of all the baggage. They have no yetzahara. They're not bogged down in the world. They're happy-go-lucky, right? That's what a child is. That's what a shoten. That's unfortunate, right? They don't have das. They don't have halachic das. But they also don't have any baggage, right? With shoten, ma'hi, it says kiha demar baravashi havika baristika demechuza. He was in the market in the shuk in Mechuza. Shamala he showed, he saw a guy, a shota, the kamar, reish mesifta demalech, b'masa machasya, tivyu mechasim. The guy who's going to be in the Rosh Hashiva in the town, he signs his name Tuvya. Amar man de chasim Tuvya, berabanan, who is that? I know, it's me. I sign my name Tuvya. Why he signs his name Tuvya is a difficult vart. The Masha says because he had a good tov yom, a good day. But that's after he became the Rosh Hashiva. This is beforehand. Why is his name like that? It's not his name. Anyway, Adasa, when he got to the town, Amru Rabbanan, Imni Rabbanan, Usve, Ravacham Yidifti, Beresha. They were going to put Ravacham Yidifti as Rosh Hashiva. Given the Shama, the Asa, they saw that he came to town. Who came? Marbar Vashi, Shadr Zugal Rabbanan, Legabe, Lemuchibe. They sent a pair of Rabbanim to him to calm him down, but they didn't pick him. Akve, he protested. He said, no, the Shota said it's me. Right? The short sentence B. Hadar, Shadar Zugad Rabbanan, Achrina, Akve, Gabei. They said another pair also protested. Ad-demoli be'asara, they sent 10 guys, 10 Rabbanim. Kivan demoli be'asara, pasachuhu, v'tana, v'darash l'fisha, ein poskin, be'kala, pachas me'asara. You don't darash in the yeshiva, in the kala means the lecture, without 10. Karavacha nafshe, so Ravacha said about himself, he was just demoted. He was going to be the yeshiva, he's not the yeshiva. Call Marian low, love Meher Mativan low. If something bad happens to you, something good's not going to happen. If you call Mativan low, and if something good happens to you, love Meher Marian low. Something bad is not going to happen to you. Right? Okay. Tinok es Mahi. What about children? Listen to this story. Kia the Bas of Chista, the daughter of Chista, Havi Yosva Bekanfe Davur. She was sitting on her father's lap. Havi Yosvi Kame Rava, Vyorim Barachama. Who walked in? Rava and Rami Bar Chama. Amale, Man Menayu Bus. Which one of these two guys do you want to marry? So Amrele, Tarvayu. I want to marry both of them. Amr Rava, Vana Basra. And I'm second. Rava's no fool. I'm second. So what does he mean by that? Rav Chama should either die or get divorced?
He's not saying anything.
He didn't say anything. I'm second. What was the implication?
Second will last longer.
What? Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the implication, right? Second will last longer. So, why did Rabbi Bar Chama say that? He didn't think to say it?
Rabbi's
Rabbi. What? Rabbi's
Rabbi. So, why would it be last and long? This means that...
Because it means the first one's either going to die or get divorced.
Well, the first one could last 60 years and he can marry 5 years.
That's not the implication by saying I'll last.
One second. It's the same one for his Rabbi.
Huh?
Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. And
right.
He's only supposed to last 2 years, so he decided to be Rashiva last.
Right. Interesting. Amar of Dimi, the Menchefa, Kodim Shiachal Adam Vyishta, Yesho Shte Levavos. Before a person eats and drinks, he has two hearts. Meaning, he has a Vyishav Hadas. He's all over the place. Acha Shachal Vyishasa, Ein Lo El Lev Echad. After you eat, then you have one heart, you calm yourself down, it's all good. Shinemar Ish Navav Yilvav. Right? Love of means you're like a chalal. You're like a Rashi says kishu chalal. You're like empty, below keres male, without a full stomach. Next Rashi says kamal of avos sheno maskim l'dash shlema. You don't really have a full heart. You're all over the map. Uksiv nevuv luchos umetargaminan chalil chalil luchin. Okay. Amar Huna Breit of Yeshua. Harogel b'yayin. If you have a lot of wine, if you're ruggle with wine, afilu libo atum. Kibesula, even if your heart is closed like a besula, what does that mean? Yayin mefakcho, the yayin will open it up. Shenemar v'tirosh yinuvav besulos. Fine, very good. Okay, now Amar of Huna, Breid of Yeshua, pshita. It's obvious. Chelik bechor v'chelik pashut. Let's say there are three fields, right? There are three fields. A father left three fields, and he has two sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's a Bechor, he's getting two fields. Sorry, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's a Bechor, he's getting two fields. Shimon is not a Bechor, he's getting one field. Right? Reuven gets Pishnayim. So it's Pashit that if Reuven gets two fields, it should not be Reuven, Shimon, Reuven. That's ridiculous. Why should Reuven's fields not be next to each other? Right? It should be Reuven, Reuven, Shimon. Right? Pshita, it's obvious, Pashut. Yavin and Lei, Echad Mitzra. That Reuven's fields should be on one side. That's Pashut.
Contiguous,
right? What? What? Correct. No, even though it's inheritance.
Same thing.
Right? Same thing, exactly. Same thing. Where Rashi says, Shnei Chalokin, Sha Bechor, Dotel Echad Mishum Bechora. He gets two, one for being a Bechor, one for being a regular son. Give them next to each other. It's one vart. Yavam mai? What about a Yavam? The father died, so one of the brothers, the brother died, so one of the brothers married the wife, so he's on the Bechor. So does he stand in the shoes of the Bechor? Does he get Pishnayim? The brother would get Pishnayim now? Reuven died. So Shimon now is going to marry the wife. So did he get the father's still alive? Does he get the chelik of his brother? purposes of Pishnayim, he could say, I don't want the fields of far miles away from each other. No, give them contiguous. But you're not a Bechor. What do you mean? I'm the Avam. Amar Abaya, he. Same thing. Same exact thing. My Taima, Bechor Kai Rachmana. The Torah calls him a Bechor. Right? The Torah calls the Yavam a Bechor. Rav Amar, Amar Kra, Vahaya Bechor, Havyasa Ki Bechor. No. You become a Bechor like you take the spot of the Bechor. Vein Chalukasa Bechor. You don't get a Chilik like a Bechor. That's not true. You don't get Pishnayim. Hahu, there was a guy, the Zaban Are Amitra de Benishaya. He bought a field from his father. He bought a field from his father. Which is nothing wrong with that. Then the father died. And what happened? Reuven bought a field from his father. No, not Reuven. Levi bought a field from his father. And now his father died. So Reuven and Shimon and Levi are divvying up the land. So Levi says, I already bought this field from dad. I want the one next to him. Next to what I bought. Right? I want the field next to what I bought so they can be together. Right? Kika palgu, amalei, pagali amitzroi. Amitzroi, I want the one next to the one I already bought. The one I bought is no issue. I bought it 10 years ago. The money's in the estate. It's all wonderful. Now he died, dad. I want the field next to the one I already bought. I should have next to it. Amar Rabba, kigon zeh, kofet al midas Sodom. Of course you have to. It's midas Sodom not to. It's all the Rishonim ask. How come this is midas Sodom not to? And before, when it came to the Bechor, we needed like a drasha. By the Bechor, by the Yavam, why isn't that midas Sodom? Why should the Yavam not be entitled to the fields next to each other? A Bechor, we said, is Pashat. Bechor is Pashat. What's Pashat? I would say it's midas Sodom, no? Why should he not get next to each other? Just like the son over here who bought the field 10 years ago, it's Pashat, says the Gemara, Kofan al midas Sodom. It's Rishus not to give him next to the field next to each other. What about a Yavam? Why is he different? Why is he different? Why does Rava say no? Abaya said same thing. Rava comes along, no, it's not the same thing. According to Rava, why not? Right? Not only that, according to Rava, the Pasuk is only talking about a Bechor. Why do we need a Pasuk? It's obvious, it's Rishus, it's Midas Sodom not to. Why do we need a Pasuk? Right? I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why. It answers because the Pishnayim is a Matana. So for a Matana, it's obvious you get Pishnayim. And since it's a Matana, then of course you have to have next to each other because nobody gives a Matana in a bad way. But a Yavam's not a Matana. It answers like this. It's a good question.
In case of a Yavam, who gets the second field?
What?
Who gets the second field in case of a Yavam?
It's like there's no Bechor. According to Rava, right? Mask of Lord of Yosef, Amrile, Achi Ma'alin Le Ilve, Kinechasi Debi Debe Bar Maron. What do you mean? The brother, one of the other brothers could say, it's true, you have a Mila because your field is next to it, but we also have a Mila because the other fields are on an incline, and therefore we want to be here. So it's not 100% true that it would be Midas Sodom not to give you that field. Because there are other benefits to us to having that field as well. And you know what? Vilchas HaKriv Yosef, it's true. If that's true. Trey Arasa Atrey Nagri, two fields and two rivers. Amar Rava, Kigon Zek, Kofan Midas Sodom. Again, not to give the guy the fields to cheat out one of the brothers, not to be near the river, is Midas Sodom. Maskefle Rav Yosef, Zimman Hide Midville, Hilo Midville. If maybe this one doesn't flow and that one doesn't flow. So it could be a reason why we're not going to do it. Vilchas HaKriv Yosef. Again, that makes sense. Tarti Achad Nigra, two fields with one river. Amar Rav Yosef, you go into that Kofan Midas Sodom. Not 100% sure what's going on here. If you cheat out the other guy, right, not to give him the field. That, again, Kofan Midas Sodom. Maskeflor Baya, Matzi Amar Beina De Afish Arisi. One second. Somebody could say, the reason I want to be here, the reason I want to be next to my field is because I have a sharecropper in that field. And I want my sharecropper to be next to the other field. That's not a reason. You know why? Hilchazak Rav Yosef, Afushe Lav Milsi. A sharecropper is not you. That's not a reason. You have no obligation to benefit a sharecropper. We'll just do the next line. Chad Gisa Nagra v'chad Gisa Nahara. One side of the field is a river, and one side is an irrigation ditch, so that they're being watered on both sides. Palginle Bakarna Bezul. If you want to spend an hour on this Gemara, very simply look at Rashi's picture. You divide it in portions so that each brother has access to the water on both sides. Right? Or they each have access to water. One's a river, one's a... it's shaped like an L. One's a river and one's a irrigation. So you divide it in such a way where everyone has access and everyone doesn't have access. It's all fair. Okay? Very nice. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.